Hello and welcome to episode 74 of Blast Processing, the official podcast of PixelVerdict.com. I'm your host, Eric, and no, you didn't accidentally download an old episode. I am filling in for Steve for the next couple of weeks while he's on vacation. Well-deserved, I'm sure. Although, Adam Arsenault, things can't be that tough up in Canada, really.
No, it's yeah. He lives in Newfoundland, so a vacation would be like somewhere that has running water or something.
Oh. Ooh, I heard an awe in the background. I also heard the silent guffaws of one Tim Grapham. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Eric. It's good to be back.
Yeah. I guess me too. I can welcome myself back to the show, I suppose, if I wanted to. But all kudos and hats and so on off to Steve for taking over and really turning this into something good. So not that it was bad before, but you know. He's got the passion. I love the passion. I like that he has the passion. And Adam, you're part of the regular crew as well. So you're kind of the townie, and we're the outsiders, I guess, this week. But I guess like any good outsider, I'm gonna wrest control away from you and take over and do what I will with this podcast. So
sounds about right.
And I'll treat you rudely and buy some gas and cigarettes from you, I suppose.
But, you spend your tourist dollars here, and I won't complain.
That's true. Well, this is an unpaid podcast, but yeah, the metaphorical tourist dollars will indeed be spent for hopefully about the next half hour ish, maybe shorter if it turns out we don't have that much to talk about. But let's see what we can talk about video game wise. It's been a while since I've been on, certainly, and been a while since Tim's been on, so we may have a few things to discuss, although I don't know, that may not be the case. Tim, how about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, well, you're right, Eric. It's been quite a while since I was on. With summer stuff and moved into a new house. But I have found a time to play some games, which is good. I've been doing some catching up, actually. I've been... On a whim, I convinced one of my friends, one of my Xbox Live friends, to buy Halo Wars. I don't know if it was the excitement for Reach, but so we played through that. I got a little more into that. It's a lot of fun. I know we talked about it. Wow, man, it must have been a year ago when it came out, but it's still solid as far as console real time strategy games go. I also been playing some Brutal Legend because I got that on the cheap at a Gamefly sale. Also good, maybe not quite what I had hoped, but pretty good. I borrowed Uncharted for PS3 from a friend of mine. We did a little trade, and so I've logged a few hours in that as well. I'm kind of all over the map here, but it's like I said, just playing catch up with some of the old games that I haven't gotten around to. And then the one I've spent the most time on recently is Resident Evil 5, because I actually borrowed that from somebody last year, and I would get to the same point where I'd try to go through a door, and the load screen would start, and then it would give me the equivalent of a dirty disk error or whatever. And so I just couldn't. That was as far as I could go. So I finally picked it up at a cheap GameStop buy two get one set used sale for $15. And that game works just fine, and I'm happy it does, because it's really good. I mean, I'm like Dave. I'm a big fan of Resident Evil 4, and this is just sort of the next step graphically, and they sort of streamline some stuff. But so aside from that, I've been playing a little bit of that Blacklight Tango Down that I'm working up a review for the site. And of course, Eric, as you know, we played a little Rock Band over the weekend. Just picking up the music game again, which it's been a while, but yeah. So I've been sort of doing a bunch of different games and catching up, I would say. And I don't know if you want me to go into the story, the conversation we had over chat with the lists and everything,
we can touch on that. I don't know. You went so, it all went by so fast what you just said. I'm trying to think if there's anything that we should stop and we should kind of pull the car over and talk
honestly,
a little bit about.
I would say no, only okay. Because none of those games are what I would call timely. It's more of the I guess it was it was driven the need to go back and play was sort of driven by a conversation we had. So we can get into that later, I guess. But
yeah, no, we can get in it pretty much right away. But my only couple questions: one, have you with Resident Evil 5? Have you tried played any co-op? Did you play co-op with the first time around? Or cause I know Dave's a big co-op. Anytime anyone he vaguely knows ends up with a copy of Resident Evil 5, he's chomping at the bit to actually play with him.
I know. I don't think he knows that I have it, and we were going to play co-op when I had it the first time, but I just the game just didn't work, so I couldn't. And my friend Mo purchased the game the same day I did at the same GameStop sale, different GameStop, about 800 miles apart from each other. But he cannot tear himself away from Modern Warfare 2, which fortunately I finally did in order to play something else. So basically I said, you know what, Mo, I'm just going to go ahead and play without you because you are too busy fragging people online. So no, to answer your question in the most long-winded way possible, no, I have not played co-op.
Okay, that's fine. Now, touching briefly on Halo Wars, because I know I listened to last week's podcast, and I know there was a lot of, not hate, maybe hate's the wrong word, but there was some discussion about the real-time strategy genre and StarCraft 2 in particular. Halo Wars is a console-based, probably more simplified version, taking the RTS formula. But, I mean, is StarCraft anything that you have interest in, or is the Halo part of Halo Wars what really brings you to that game?
That's a good question, and I would say it's definitely the Halo aspect is really what drew me in, because even as I was playing with my buddy, he was getting more into it. He's like, "Oh, what other good console RTSs are there?" And I'm like, I don't know, and I don't really care because I'm only playing this because of it's Halo, and I know Adam has some experience in the StarCraft realm, and I feel like I was so far behind. As far as if I were to get into the old StarCraft, I mean, maybe I'd be able to catch up a little with the new one, but...
You could. The old StarCraft's pretty dated.
Yeah.
Has
it been a decade, 8 years since that came out? How long has it been?
It's been 12 years, maybe?
Oh, my god!
Yeah, 10 years.
It's been
years
a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah, so. And the new one certainly, pushed the graphical envelope, but at the end of the day, it's still the same, frenzied resource management.
Okay.
We don't need to go down this particular road too much.
We hashed and rehashed.
Yes, you did. There was a lot of hashing last week. So we'll move on. I was curious because I know, Tim, you played a fair amount of Halo Wars now. You've returned to it several times, so I wonder
if the
RTS bug had bitten you at all. But
no, it really wasn't that. Part of it was because Mo got it and we were playing co-op, and the other part was I actually ventured online because, well, I hate to admit this, but I've been keeping track of my Halo Waypoint career, I guess, which is like the Xbox Live little depot for everything Halo. And I've been sort of trying to unlock some other achievements that I didn't have. And part of going back to Halo Wars was to get certain things out of that, which makes me a real achievement whore, but that's okay because I've accepted that fact. But
yeah, that's good. That's good. So before we talk about our list, well, we can talk about the list. Adam, did you really mean you had nothing to talk about games-wise, or have you been playing anything?
I haven't had much time to play. Okay. What's kind of the only thing worth mentioning is, and this is kind of like, I don't know, it's, I don't, this is like the 13th step in the 12 steps. This is the part where I come back around and say, now I'm playing World of Warcraft again.
Okay. Well, it's ramping up now. I mean, you got Cataclysms right around the corner, isn't it?
And that's the thing. And oddly enough, my non-gamer wife who starts, I come home from work one day and she's sitting there with her computer in like a 25-man raid. Just playing along, and she's just like, "Oh, you should play. Everybody's been asking about you." I'm like, "Oh, here we go." So it's I made this joke to somebody else last week, but it's like, quitting playing a game like World of Warcraft, like quitting heroin, except you don't have your guild telling you to start doing heroin again. So there's not much of a support structure to keep off of it. So I'm back in. I'm going to play for a while, and I'm going to enjoy it. And it's like you say, Cataclysm's coming, and it's an interesting approach for Blizzard because this isn't just an expansion. Mm-hmm. Instead of just adding new content, they're actually going to go back to all of the old content that people now skip through because they've done it 200,000 times. They're going to tear it all down, rebuild it all. So all of the old stuff is going away, like, forever.
Huh. Wow.
Which is a very, you know, controversial and interesting. They're basically taking the world, like the world map, and volcanoing the middle of it so that some of the realms have been torn in half and broken, and now some areas are flooded and some are deserts, and they're just kind of shifting everything around. The world gets a big fist in the butt, you know?
Cataclysm. Yes, that is the Blizzard tagline, I think.
So. Yeah, fist in the butt. They could have that as a tagline and people would still buy it. It's like
that's
crack.
True. You are absolutely right. So now, how far out is Cataclysm? I only know that it's coming.
There is no release date set as of the recording of this podcast. However, they swear up and down it will be 2010. So, like Lich King expansion, we're probably looking at holidays.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they want to hit that if they can. Although, Blizzard. Okay. The holidays probably don't mean much to Blizzard. People will buy it no matter when.
It's holidays, like holidays are days that end in Y in terms of their sales. So.
Yeah, pretty much. Well put, well put. So so as Tim alluded earlier in the summer, he and I kind of bemoaned the fact that we don't have as much time to play games as we'd like, and we maybe buy a few more than we probably should, and we keep buying new ones when we have all these old ones to play. So we kind of tasked each other with coming up with a list of top 10. Was that right?
Yeah, I mean it ended up being longer than that with some honorable mentions, but yeah, top 10.
Right. So a top 10 list of games we want to play that we already own and in the order that we want to play them. So, topping my list, I believe, 1-2 Punch, Alan Wake, and, Super Mario Galaxy 2. I'm proud to say that I finished Alan Wake and I even played through the first DLC pack, The Signal, and had a lot of fun with that. Now, Adam, have you played Alan Wake? Is that a game that interests you at all?
It was a game that interests me. It just kind of fell off the radar. I bought something else in lieu of, and I'm trying to think of the release calendar. I want to say Super Street Fighter 4.
Probably. It came out in...
around that time, right?
It came out mid-May, actually. It came out, I think, a week before the Lost finale, which is basically how I tell time.
It was either that or Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead...
I think it was. I think Red Dead came out the same day, actually, as Alan Wake.
If it was Red Dead, then I ended up going down that cowboy road.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, but Alan Wake, a lot of fun. The Signal, I won't say anything story-wise about it, although if you haven't played the game, it probably wouldn't mean much if I did. But generally harder, more combat-focused, a little less story to it, although it definitely kind of continues the stuff. I'm really looking forward to the second DLC pack. The first one, the Signal, was actually free. If you bought the game new, you got a code for it. The second one will be $7, I think. I think coming out in the fall, which a little unfortunate because it's a long ways away. I mean, even this first DLC pack came out like 2 months after the game came out. I mean, even though I bought the game a month late, it still felt too long between the time I finished it. So that's too bad. I mean, I really hope Remedy is able to make a go of this because I really, really enjoyed it, and I do highly recommend it. So that was on the top of my list. Mario Galaxy 2, as I said, I played a good amount more of that, although it's been a few weeks. I think I am almost 50 stars in now. I think I'm in the 40s. So I'm plugging along. But other than that, I think a lot of it was other stuff that we had. I know Minish Cap, the handheld Zelda, which I'm still playing. Tim lent me. I'm trying to think what else was on my list. What else was on your list, Tim?
Well, I had. I don't know. I guess as far as current games go, I had the most embarrassing one is Twilight Princess that I never finished. Mm. I wrote a long post about that at my old video game blog about how it was my most embarrassing video game moment, pretty much, that it's like my favorite series of all time, and I still haven't finished Twilight Princess. I also had, I think Metroid Prime 3 was on there. I'm trying to dig through my email, find the list. Super Mario Galaxy 2. I maybe not past the first level yet. New Super Mario Brothers. I didn't get all that far into. Let's see here.
See, while you look up what else is on your list, Adam, this is kind of putting you on the spot, but are there any games you can think of that you would put on the list if you were to make such a list?
So we're talking about games that we own.
Games you own but have not played and should play and want to play.
Okay, so we haven't even like cracked the cover kind of thing.
Well, not necessarily. It could be games you didn't finish. For instance, on my list, I have Shadow Complex, which is a game I got about halfway through, and for some reason, for whatever reason, kind of fell away from.
I'm a little bit ADD, so not finishing a game is kind of like the thing I do.
All right.
Like I'm the guy who plays Final Fantasy VII, and just as he's going down the crater to fight like Sephiroth, I'm like, nah, I'm bored. You know what I mean? Like so I have like all these games like at 99%.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, I guess if they're games that you would that you would want to finish, or that you maybe would have finished if you hadn't gotten distracted by something shinier.
All right. I keep my games in a different room, but if I was looking at them, I know I have Mass Effect, which I played just long enough to get the ship and have the whole universe open up for exploration before I got bored. And yeah, I'm glad Steve isn't here because he'd be hitting me.
Yeah, well, that's a game that I would put on my list, although I'm pretty sure I got to a point where I cannot move forward because I did not pick the right character class at the beginning. And so I'm in a battle that I don't think I can win. It's basically my own personal Kobayashi Maru. So I think if I'm going to play more Mass Effect, I think I'm going to have to jump ahead to Mass Effect 2. I wanted to finish the first one, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Speaking of Mass Effect 2, that's also a game I bought and don't. I bought it in preparation of, you know, finishing Mass Effect.
Right.
Which I can't play Mass Effect 2 until I beat the first one. I've got the new Final Fantasy game that came out recently. I still haven't touched that. I have a copy of, you know what is high on my list? I have a copy of Crackdown that I bought for like 39 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You bought, did you actually buy it for 39 cents? Because I bought my copy for 50.
It was impossibly cheap. Like they basically were like, we have 29 copies. Take one of these as you leave this plastic bag, you know, take it. So I took it and I'm like, yeah, this would be kind of fun to play. And I just put it on my shelf and I never touched it. And then I've always kind of looked at it and thought, oh, I got to go play that because nobody ever told me, you know, nobody ever said it was a groundbreaking, you know, genre-defining game, but everybody said it was a hell of a lot of fun.
It is right. A lot of fun. Actually, Dave and I played the first one co-op a bit. Like I said, I picked it up cheap at a yard sale. And then recently, Dave and I tried the Crackdown 2 demo, and it was the same kind of fun, although everything I've heard about Crackdown 2 since the demo makes me realize that I should probably just play Crackdown 1.
More.
But so if you have it and you want to play some co-op,
I'm
down. In fact, I guess it's just two player in the first one, but I could be interested. I could be convinced. We'll cross border cracking down, but so
maybe that won't. Maybe Crackdown won't be on my list for very long. So there you go.
Excellent.
Off the top of my head, I got those.
Okay, that's pretty good. Tim, what else did you want to highlight?
I basically we talked about this, Eric. I'm sorry that you have to hear it again, but it starts in 2000, in probably November of 2004 is when all of this began, and that's because that's when Halo 2 came out. And there's been a stretch since 2004 where there's always been pretty much an online first-person shooter that has just been a total gaming time bandit where I've never – like there's been stuff in between there that I fit in. But it went from Halo 2 to, I guess, Halo 3. I mean, I played Halo 2 for a long time. There may have been something in between there. And then from Halo 3 to Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, and ODST was in there somewhere. But there's always a lot of my time going to playing online in like an FPS. So, I mean, there's like classic games from last generation that I own that I would like to have played. But I feel like at this point, it's just so far beyond, like Metal Gear Solid 3 and Beyond Good and Evil and finishing Shadow of the Colossus and Okami. And then, of course, there's all the ones from this generation that I have sitting around. So It's feels like it's a Sisyphean task here of I'm never going to get there. We kind of have to whittle it down to what's most important, which was what this list was supposed to be. Now, as I told you, Eric, the other day, I haven't really played any games on my list, but I can still consider the list to be a victory because I broke away from Modern Warfare 2 and I've actually, like I gave you the list earlier, I'm playing all these other games and enjoying every single one of them, and I will continue with them as long as possible. Now, my concern is, and my feeling is that come September 14th, there's going to be my own little, you might as well call it Halo Cataclysm, because that's pretty much what it's going to be for my gaming hours. Because when Reach comes out, I'll probably just fall right back into the same habits. So basically, I've got approximately a month to pack in as many of those games on my list as possible before Reach comes out. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm to the point where that game won't necessarily dig its claws in like some of the other ones have. But man, I just keep seeing the commercials and the videos online and between online matchmaking and firefight and the co-op campaign. I just think that there's going to be a lot of hours sunk into that game. So,
yeah, I do like the idea that you have a month to play all these games. There's a movie in there, kind of a Brewster's Millions meets the Wizard kind of thing.
I would totally watch that movie.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to basically. So, okay, how much time can you take off from work?
Probably not too much.
Okay, but, so.
I guess what I'm trying to do is the games that I have started that I listed earlier, I'm going to try to at least finish maybe two or three of those, and that'll be a small victory.
Yeah.
And then I could sort of fit other stuff in there as I go, but like some games just aren't, it's just not going to happen. I mean, I know you already sold you traded Borderlands in, I think.
Did you not? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, would I like to finish that? Yeah. Is it going to happen? I'd say no. Probably.
That's kind of where my mindset was. It had a really good trade-in value on Amazon whenever it was. So I said, I'm gonna do it. And I used that, you know, that money to go toward Alan Wake, and that was a good purchase because I played through and actually finished that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking at my list, I've done okay. I've got Alan Wake. I've finished Mario Galaxy 2. I'm in the in the midst of playing theoretically. Minish Cap, I really need to get back to. I don't know what it is. It's such a short game. It can't be that long of a game. I just have to get back and finish it. This is the reason I have the list is because of stuff like this.
Yep.
Super Street Fighter 4, I have played a little more. I played a bit with Dave last month. Bioshock is always on my list. I've not even stuck it in the player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's another one for me. I haven't touched it either.
Yeah. Like, There's three on my list that fall in that category. Bioshock is one, Dead Space is another that I own, have not played, and Half-Life 2, another, you know. These are all, games I really, really, really want to play, you know, very excited to play, but for whatever reason, it's taking that first step. I guess it's saying, okay, this is what I'm going to spend my time on. That's the trickiness. So, and then
well,
then
that's there, that, oh, sorry. Ahead. I was no, going to say that was what – that's what's really spurred this whole conversation was yeah, you know, you say we want to make time for this, we want to do this, we want to do that, but maybe at the core at this point in my gaming career, maybe I just am fine with some online first person shooting. I mean, Nintendo will always be close to my heart, but maybe that's just what I want to do and why force it. So to me, this list was sort of the litmus test. If I could actually start playing some of these games and prove to myself, wow, this sounds like an after-school special all of a sudden, but I could prove to myself that I was still into like playing games, then I would continue. But if not, then I would just sort of be like, okay, I gotta dial it back a little and stop buying all these games I'm not going to play and just accept that what I do is social gaming.
It's hard. I mean, I think that I'm absolutely in the same boat as you. I mean, my gaming time is my time to do things that aren't work or family or stuff around the house or whatever is so limited now that I have to basically choose mm-hmm. what I want to do. Recently, it's been, you know, watching DVDs and Netflix and doing, like, I've been kind of more focused on that than actually sitting down with a game, Alan Wake aside. And, you know, I mean, that competes for my time. And it's not like I have, you know, movie and TV's time, and then in one column, and then I have other gaming time just set aside. I have to kind of choose which one I want to do. And lately it's been, TV stuff. So, when I get into a game, I will focus on that and, find as much time to play it if I'm excited about it. But, taking that first step is not easy. So we're not all Steve Powers and Dave Johnsons.
No, I agree. I am getting old as well.
Boy, this is the getting old cast.
All right, here's a question for you. In a perfect world, if there's one game you could go back from any era that you could go back and play because you feel like you missed out, what would it be? I'll start just because I thought of it, and this is I sort of formed the question around the answer. But my answer would be Chrono Trigger because I never actually played that, even though.
Did you not? Really?
Adam, don't judge me. Stop judging me.
Oh, you missed out. No, you know what? It's okay. Because you know what? That's one of the rare good examples of a game that you could come to it late and it's still just as good as it was.
Yeah, you know what? I still tell myself that I will, and yet I just don't think it'll ever happen. So
you might, because it's on the DS. I actually that's how I played in the spirit of Adam 99% of it. I actually got to, I think I am basically at the last boss battle, and I have not finished it, but I guess I've kind of played enough. It's something I need to finish. Although at this point, and this is another thing I was gonna say, is that there are certain games that I got far enough and then have not played for so long that going back to them, I don't know whether to just keep going from where I left off or start again. I'm not going to do the Chrono Trigger, obviously, but I mean, you forget how to play the game or where you are. I mean, you get in that. You're kind of screwed at that point.
But how different is the how faithful to the original is the DS version of Chrono Trigger? Does anybody know?
Oh, it's very fair.
I think it's more akin to the PS1 port. Is that right? I mean, they came out with a PS1 disc that had Chrono Trigger and I want to say Final Fantasy VII. It was like a Square Enix Classics or something.
Speaking without Wikipedia in front of me.
Yeah.
To my recollection, it's like you say, Eric, the both ports, I think they just added some cinematics and tightened up some of the graphics.
Right. Sounds right. Yeah. I think the enhancements are more like the cutscenes and stuff like that. So
yeah, exactly.
It wasn't Final Fantasy VII, was it?
It might not have been. It might have been like 4 or something.
I think it was one of the 2D ones, probably.
Yeah, probably was.
It wasn't 7, yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah. Both have played it. Is there anyone that you can't, off the top of your head, from any era that you could think of? I mean, I don't know.
I missed out on basically the entire last generation. I missed out on. I kind of stopped after Super Nintendo as far as what I owned. I went back and kind of cleaned up some of the loose ends on N64 and Super Nintendo when things were cheap. But I didn't, I didn't have a GameCube. I didn't have a PS2. Didn't have an Xbox until late. I still don't have an Xbox. So I'm trying to think. There are PS2 games that I want to play that are probably on my list. Like you said, Shadow of the Colossus is a game I definitely want to play. I have not played any of the God of War games. And now that I have a PS3, I sort of see my chance as, I'm kind of waiting on Shadow of the Colossus. I'm not going to buy it now and play it on my PS2, but if they do come out with a rumored, Eco Shadow of the Colossus HD upgrade, like the God of War collection, then I would probably, at least I would want to try that again. I don't know that I have time to play these games.
You must try it.
If they come out, I will. And again, it's like they had like the Sly collection coming out soon, and I've always wanted to try those games. In fact, I own one of them and never got around to trying it. But again, it kind of goes back to like the Metroid Prime trilogy. One of the reasons I never got it, although I wish I had now that it's out of print, is that I don't know that I have time to go back and play through 3 entire games. Even if it's a great value, the chances of me actually getting through all of them is slim to approximately none.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. It's unfortunate because Metroid Prime is one of my top 10 of all time probably, but you're absolutely right. It becomes such a daunting task that you can't even start because it's like you just don't know if you'll get all the way through. And then is it like, did I waste my time, you know, playing it at all, kind of thing.
Yeah, so. And part of it's just the fact that I, and it sounds like you, are trying to play catch up on a lot of this stuff. Like if we had played these things when they came out, then maybe we would have just, it would have fit naturally into the flow of our gaming lives. And, you know, we wouldn't be trying to check all these things off a list that we have. But
yeah,
it is, but most people, it's tricky.
Most non Newfoundlanders can't do that. Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
Like, right. It's, no, it's true.
It's, I'm having a hard time with this question. I like it. It's a good question. But for the most part, I kind of picked and choose the stuff that I really wanted to play, and I made a point to play it, even if it was just like that one game.
Yeah.
For like 6 months, like I went out and grabbed it. So I'm trying to think of things that I like missed and regretted.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff that I missed at the time and regretted, I have since gone back to do because I'm cheap and I'd much rather buy a used copy of an older game than a new game.
Yeah.
I love digging back stuff. Yeah. BioShock comes to mind. I mean, that there was a time there where that was just the game.
Yeah.
And everybody was just completely taken by it, and I had, you know, I was oblivious to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now I feel like everybody's like, "Oh, you got to play BioShock," and I'm like, I feel like I kind of missed the boat on that. Where I guess I could go play it, but you know. Who am I going to go talk to about it? Like, oh my God, Bio, you know, and they'd be like, yeah, and.
Yeah, I'm with you. In fact, I was so kind of caught up in the hype for BioShock that even though I didn't have a 360, I actually downloaded and played the PC demo on the, you know, the partition on my computer, and it ran like crap, but I wanted to see, and it was cool. I mean, that's, so I guess I played a little bit of BioShock, but, and so I always knew I wanted to play it on the 360. And so when a cheap version of it came out and, you know, you see these things on sale, I picked it up, and that's, same with Dead Space. I mean, it was, you know, it came up on sale around Christmas time last year, so I picked it up.
There's another great game that same. I don't own that, but I really would like to, and I never played it.
Yeah, I actually beat Dead Space. It was great. But to speak to BioShock, at this point, Adam, it sounds like, I mean, BioShock was really good, but I almost feel like when you played it, you'd probably be disappointed because it was like, oh, everybody said this was like the greatest thing ever. And now it's sort of like, yeah, it was good, but like you said, what am I going to talk to it about, whatever. And timing does have a lot to do with it. Like something sort of passes and then it sort of loses its luster and then the next new big thing is out. So
yeah, and I have a – console shooters have always been a – I don't know, a challenge for me because I come from the keyboard and mouse school, you know.
Right.
Throw me in a Counter-Strike server, I'll whoop y'all. But
yeah,
you know, with analog thumbsticks, I'm the guy who's running in a room looking at the sky, then looking at the ground, then looking at the sky. I got nothing, right?
Yeah.
So and you know, I don't mean to dance on the Halo sacrosanct here, but I did feel like I played the PC port of Halo when it first came out because everybody kept talking about how great Halo was.
Sure.
And I played it on the PC and I was like, well, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I get the excitement because at the time, nobody had ever made a good shooter on a console before.
That's true.
Right?
Except for GoldenEye, of course.
Totally. Except for.
But I mean, yeah, Halo was like that was a generation later and it looked pretty and everything. So yeah, you're right. It was old hat to people on a PC.
Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting. It's it would have to be a really good shooter, I think, for me to get all really interested in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I still want to play it. I mean, by all accounts, it's the storytelling's very good and the graphics are very good. So you know,
yeah.
I'm down. Okay. I'm worried that I'm going to be disappointed.
Right. Considering I actually own it, I should play it at some point. That's a good enough reason for me to actually try. But
yeah.
It's you know, it's hard, but you know, I would encourage anyone who feels the same way we do. If you feel like you're getting old, you know, make a list. I think you know, we need to be realistic about you know, what we can actually play. And I know that we're all a little bit nerdy, at least, or else we wouldn't be doing this podcaster had this as a hobby, so I think we all have a predilection to hoarding things. I know I certainly do. So, and when you see a good deal, boy, who could say no? But sometimes you probably have to say no. Boy, I feel like this podcast has turned into like a 12-step meeting of some sort.
And my knees hurt. Do your guys need? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh, every day.
So anyway, if you enjoyed this episode of Oprah, you can no, if you have, you know, if you have any, you know, if you want to make your own list, you want to post it in the thread for this podcast, we encourage you to do so over at pixelverdict.com. Thank you to Tim and Adam for joining me tonight. I thought it was a different podcast, but considering it's been a while since I've done this, you know, who could expect anything less than a different podcast? So thank you very much, and thank you to Steve for giving me the chance to ruin what you have so carefully built up. I appreciate it. As always, you know, you can do all the things to contact us that you could do before and currently do now, and we will talk to you next week. Bye.